worst I've seen.
What's going on?
Oh, the humanity.
This is insane.
I'm in fear for my safety.
Look at it.
Five.
It's coming this way.
I can't believe it's come to this.
Four.
Is anybody hurt?
Somebody do something.
Make it stop.
Three.
I can't look away.
No. No.
Get out of the way.
Two.
Get down.
Take cover.
It's here. It's here.
And now, we bring you your weekly waste of time featuring Crisco.
Good to get gooder.
Kara.
Oh, I had a hamburger for lunch.
Yeah,
come
right.
on down and smell my breath.
Mickey.
I energy just fine without it.
And Lazy E.
Anthropomorphic.
It's the best mistake ever. Welcome to a freak accident.
Let's go!
The show this week might as well be called the Lieutenant Dan program.
I get it.
Because we are missing appendages.
Yes, we are.
A freak accident has occurred, and the result was this podcast. Welcome. I am Crisco, joined by Lazy E.
I have gone deep nerd.
Oh, okay.
Like, deep nerd.
All right. Very, how deep?
Like,
deep?
This is nerd.
Like, two Death Stars deep?
Yeah.
Okay, all right, we'll get to that in a second. And that's it. It's just Lazy E and Crisco this week on the podcast. Man, really, like, much like Lieutenant Dan's life, this entire show and our lives really are just falling to pieces around us on all sides. So we'll explain more in a second. AFreakAccident.com is our website. That's the letter A, freakaccident.com. And our email, if you'd like to reach out to us about anything, is freaks@afreakaccident.com. So, yeah, normally there's four people on the show. Today, there are two. Mickey and Kara both decided to abandon ship today.
We assume today.
Yeah, I mean, if they had these plans beforehand, they did not tell us about it until today. Now, in Kara's case, there was some kind of medical situation with somebody in her family.
Understandable.
In Mickey's case, it's somebody's birthday, and they're going to eat food. And she's her response in the group chat was, it's free food.
And my favorite thing about it was, you didn't know it was somebody's birthday?
Yeah, how did you not know? How did you not know that that was the thing that was going to be happening today? Like, you could have said something a week ago, and we might have been able to move this shebang to yesterday.
Something.
Anything. Anything at all. But no.
No.
No, we were left with nothing, and so nothing is what we have. But Lazy E, you and I are no stranger to this kind of situation.
Not at all.
We spent really probably the majority of our time on previous shows just being the two of us. So
yeah,
that's not unusual for us at all.
No.
But before we get to your deep nerd thing, I do have actually, if you want to, because here's the other thing too. On top of Kara and Mickey just abandoning ship, last week because you weren't here, you know, we have little behind the scenes. We're pulling the curtain back here. We have an iPad that has like.
Different noises.
Yeah, it has a soundboard on it. Essentially, you hit the button, it plays a sound instantly. It's a thing in radio. We have it on an iPad that we use for all of our, basically, in-show production that you handle.
Yeah.
Because you weren't here last week, you decided to drop off the iPad ahead of your, you know, having to be somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And so we were still able to use it. And then you realized today...
I didn't have it.
Because it was still here. We had never made arrangements for you to pick it up. So right now it's running on 5% battery.
Four.
Four. Oh, damn. The countdown continues. And also, because of that, you weren't able to load up any of the new bits or things on it.
Yeah.
So this show is like amateur hour to the max. So I am going to ask you to pass me the aux. We do have new drops.
Because Mickey and Kara, we have to play something.
Well, Kara, of course, is the drop machine, and she never failed to disappoint. This is her latest contribution.
So it vibrates on me.
Got to turn this up a little louder so that we can actually hear that. See what I'm talking about? This is like amateur hour, man. I'm not ready. I'm not never ready. All right, let's try this one more time.
So it vibrates on me.
Perfect out of context.
Of course. And we got one for Mickey, too.
Really hard.
Perfect.
Excellent.
Perfect. Fitting if there ever was a drop to be had. But so we got those. And then we'll be incorporating those. I'm sure Kara's thrilled to hear her latest contribution to the bowels of the internet, since that is where we live. Before we get to your nerd thing, I got to talk about some things that I've been going through. Because like I said, it's been chaos, man. Between Kara and Mickey not being here and forgetting about the iPad and everything else, it's been like a weird kind of chaotic week.
Okay.
Just a lot of like stuff. And a couple weeks, actually. It seems to be compounding more lately, though. Like, I'm ready for something awful, really awful, is about to happen. I could smell it on the air. I get used to these sorts of things. I see these patterns in the tides of chaos. But So a week or two ago, I don't think I mentioned this on the show, right? So I'm driving down the road, minding my own business. I was on the phone with somebody doing real estate stuff, you know, like I do. Mm-hmm. And then I just hear, bang! And I'm like, oh boy, that sounds terrible to whosever car that is.
Oh no.
And then I realized, well, the sound is following me, so it must be my car. And I'm thinking immediately, like, what could possibly have happened? You know, through another rod, broken axle, you know, I'm thinking a belt came off and now the engine's going haywire with something awful. And then I notice that the car is really, really loud sounding. So I'm like, okay. And then I notice as I'm slowing down, this grinding is getting smaller. So I'm like, I'm dragging something. I managed to make it home. Luckily, it happened about a half a mile from my house.
What's the muffler?
I got here. The muffler fell off
the car. Knew it.
I got out of the car, and there it is, dragging on the ground behind my vehicle. And I'm like, wow, yeah, I don't think that's supposed to happen.
No. No.
Those aren't supposed to look like that. But so I kicked it off the rest of the way and I called my garage. I'm like, look, my muffler fell off. I need to get it in to get this fixed. So, you know, he quotes me and I'm like, well, okay, that's about 1/4 what I paid for the entire car.
Perfect.
Whatever. I need the car to drive places, obviously. And right now it's the loudest car ever. I can't. There's no sneaking anywhere now.
Yeah, you can't do a drive by.
I went out with my friend the other week, and I was on my way back home, and I'm, like, I got home very late, and I'm thinking, I am sorry to everybody that I just woke up. just like, but a million times louder than that. I was like, I'm sorry to everybody. I feel terrible. So I got it into the garage, and he goes through everything. And there was also like a really bad wheel wobble that I wanted them to look at too. Plus, it needed an oil change and an inspection. So I'm like, let's just get all of it done at once. Right. So he fixes the beginning problems. He's like, well, here's the thing. I don't have the exhaust in stock because why would you? You don't have those just laying around. He's like, we had to order it. It'll be here next week. I was like, this was last week. I was like, okay, when is it going to be there? He said Tuesday. I said, okay, so I can bring it in Tuesday? He goes, let's make it Wednesday just to be safe. So today, I take it in. I drop it off in the morning. I go to pick it up at the end of the day. He goes, hey, so the exhaust isn't here. It never came in. I'm like, oh, all right. Well, that's unfortunate. He's like, yeah, it got stuck in New York. Like the shipping.
Yeah.
It got stuck in New York for some reason. I'm like, but it is still on its way, right? He's like, yeah, it's just delayed in transit. I'm like, okay. So what now? He's like, well, when it comes in, I'll call you. And then you can bring the car in. We'll get the exhaust out. So now I've got to have my third trip to the garage that, like, I got to, like, finagle. Like, I got to get Hello Nurse to drive me around, like, driving Miss Daisy, you know, because I don't have a vehicle. I got to drop it off and leave it there all day. So it's just, like, that happened. Been dealing with that. But then on a positive note, though, I did end up getting a smartwatch. This is the other new thing in my life. So new thing, loudest car ever. That's new thing number one. New thing number two, smartwatch. First ever smartwatch. It's the Galaxy Watch 4.
Okay.
Because we upgraded our phones too recently. So, and by the way, what a step down. Here's your impromptu review of the Galaxy S21, which is what this is. Garbage. Number one, no aux port, so I can't plug anything into it to play anything off of it.
I
would have to use Bluetooth headphones now. Everybody's moving into the future, whatever. Number two, it doesn't come with a charger.
Why?
Dude, I got no idea.
That's a way to siphon money from you.
It really is, because what happened was, so the last Galaxy I had was the S10. They converted to USB-C, which is like the round-tipped USB micro plug thing, whatever. I don't know. I don't know tech that much. I don't know gadgets that much. But it was a new type of charger that you needed. So it's like, okay, fine. So then I get this one. It's still a USB-C. They give you a wire where it's micro USB-C on both sides. So I'm like, okay. So the problem with that is, even because you know how for the last couple phones, you've probably noticed this, like you have the cable that goes into it plugs into a plug with a USB tip at the end, plugs into an outlet plug that plugs into an outlet to charge your phone. So this is the same thing, only the tip is not USB anymore. It's micro USB-C. So it doesn't work with the old block either. I had to buy a whole new outlet block to plug the cord that they give you with the phone into in order to be able to charge the phone. Without that, and that's the thing, this is what I don't understand. That doesn't plug into anything. There is no plug on my laptop or on any laptop that's micro USB-C.
Now you have to buy a converter.
You literally have to buy your charger separately from your phone, or else you don't get to use your phone because you can't charge it.
Yeah, it's just a brick.
What a load of crap.
I know.
And on top of that, no expandable memory. There's no memory card slot in this phone.
I know. I have the 20. It's the same way.
And they got rid of the thing on the back for you to be able to take your heart rate and measure your stress or whatever. Like, there was like the little thing you could put your finger on and it would measure that.
I'm glad that doesn't exist on there. Well, I don't need to know.
It's just bad news for you.
Yeah, I don't need to know that.
But luckily, though, my fancy new watch does have all of those features. Well, not expandable memory, but like it automatically tracks my heart rate and everything. But here's me, and I told you this downstairs. This is the first time I feel old in like purchasing a piece of technology, because I'm like clicking on this thing and I'm like, I have no clue how to work this. This seems like way more complicated than it needs to be. And I'm just like, what am I doing here?
The smartwatch makes you feel like a dumb person.
Yes, exactly. Finally, I've arrived. I've arrived at elderly status. Where I'm like, what are all the lights? What do they do?
It's vibrating. What am I going to do
Why
now?
Why does my hand keep shaking? I got the twitches. The Parkinson's disease is setting in. But yeah, so I got my new watch. This literally just came in today, this sucker.
Oh, nice.
Because when we got the phones, the guy was like, well, you know, the new watch is coming out in 2 weeks. I was like, I'll just wait for that then.
Yeah.
So got this sucker, got a new phone that I'm disappointed in, and I have a car that is the loudest vehicle in all of human history that is still not fixed. So that's been my life lately. What's been up with you, pal? What are you talking about, deep nerd?
Well, I'm going to issue an alert.
Nerd alert!
All right.
I got coerced.
Coerced?
Yeah. That's the word.
The word was in that.
It was somewhere.
It was in your mind dictionary somewhere.
I got swindled into being part of a D&D group.
Yeah! All right! Oh, this is amazing news. I'm so proud of you.
I know, but here's the thing. They're like, Dungeons & Dragons, let's do it. I'm like, all right, well, I'll do it. And then they're telling me, well, you got to build a character, and then you got to put a backstory to it, and then you got to look up this stuff and read this stuff. I'm like, I don't want to do work to play a game.
There's a lot of rules. That's the thing. There is a lot of rules. I mean, if you've got a good, and people who don't know, I mean, I play D&D. I am the dungeon master for my particular group. If you've got a good DM, though, they can coach you through all of that.
Well,
they can tell you what you need to do at what time until you get a hang of things.
We're doing that on Friday. We're doing a whole character session.
Nice. That's great.
Putting it together.
Yeah.
But I feel like I've hit like, this is like the dark web of nerd.
Yeah. It kind of is. The dark web of nerd is LARPing.
Oh, well, yeah, we were talking about that too, yeah. But we're not doing that.
Those are the people who dress up as their characters and run around in the woods playing live action
role-playing
Dungeons and Dragons.
No, I'm not doing that.
Yeah, that's like, you know, that's role-playing games redheaded stepsister is LARPing. You should avoid that. But no, it's I say that knowing full well, if given the opportunity, I would probably LARP too.
I would never LARP. Although I said I would never play Dungeons & Dragons,
you
and here I am today.
Out. You're going to be super into this game once you start playing it because you're going to enjoy the hell out of it. It is actually, it's a very fun experience because it's basically, you're enacting a movie, you know what I mean? It's in your head, so you have to use your imagination, but like you get to play out like being a hero or a swindler or whatever it is that you're going to be doing. You know, it's a lot of fun. I always like to say it's basically like it's a group of people who are writing a book together in real time through their actions, you know, and through their storytelling. So
if I die like the first time, I'm going to be really pissed.
Do you know what you're going to do? What kind of character you're going to
build? I have no idea.
So you don't even know what class you're going to be or anything.
The only class I have is no class. I'm like school on Sunday. No class.
That should be your character. You have no class. Yeah. You're just a guy who just happens to be there while all this terrible
I just
crap
happen
is
to
happening.
Walk into like a wizard.
Yeah. The world is ending around you. You're just surrounded by heroic people doing heroic things, and you're just there for some reason, and they just keep you around because who knows?
I'm Nana Coke Joe.
Oh man, that actually could be. That's like borderline brilliant if you do play something like that. You should tell him, be like, nope, no class.
No class.
Just call me Steve. That's my character.
I'm gonna try.
That's cool. I really do think you will enjoy it. Who are you playing with? Like, who's the group of people that swindled you, coerced you into doing this?
So this is our friend Ashley's fiance, we call him Keebs. So Keebs, and then my friend Ed. We have like
Ed's doing it too.
Yeah,
that's great.
He's never done it before.
Okay,
and then we have Neil. He's been in this. He does it on like through online and like through a Skype type deal.
There's like different apps and stuff that you can use to play online. Like Roll20 is the big one, and there's some others too.
Yeah, we have like 7-8 people playing.
Oh wow, that's a big group.
Yeah,
it's like mine for instance is 5 players and me being the DM. So if you've got like a total of 7 people like in the group, that's like a 6-person party is what it's called.
Yeah,
you know, party of adventurers. I mean, that's a big group. There's a lot that can happen there. A lot that can go wrong. There's a lot of potential there to make terrible decisions in game.
Yeah, I'm just picturing the first day I die and I just like tip my hat and walk out.
Well, no, then you just have to roll a new character.
Right? No, I'm walking out. I play one character.
So, but you've got like a mix of people who've done it before and people who haven't. It's probably the best way to do it because like starting from like zero with like nobody knowing what they're doing can be kind of like awkward. Like if you've got people there though who know how to do it, like you'll find your footing pretty easily.
Yeah.
It's a great game though. I don't even care. I'm completely have no shame over the fact that I play it. I love it. I'm glad. I can't wait to hear what your experience with it is like. But yeah, welcome to the deep nerd. You did go deep nerd with that.
I know.
I'm very proud of you.
It's
about time you lowered yourself to my level.
But here's the thing. Like I'm balancing it out because I have a lot of fantasy football drafts going on. So I'm keeping my man card back in touch.
Yeah, you're like, I'm still a stud.
Yeah,
I still play fantasy football.
I have a foot in each grave.
Right. You're like me. You're like, yeah, I play Dungeons & Dragons. I still shoot guns.
Yeah.
I still go to the shooting range. Yeah, I'm tough. I drink beer.
Yeah. What's up?
What are you going to do? I go to the gym.
I don't do that.
You've thought about it.
I've had dreams. I was
once physically fit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At once.
Right. Yeah, it happened.
Yeah.
And then you got fat and happy because you found a steady relationship with a girl who likes you.
Yeah.
It actually treats you well. Well, there you go.
It's a perfect mix now.
Everything's
Until
fine.
Until I die of a heart attack.
So now you're just debasing yourself while you wait for your cardiac arrest by doing the nerdiest crap possible.
Oh, man. If I have a heart attack while playing Dungeons & Dragons, I want people to lie what happened.
That is fantastic. We also, both of us, got to witness history last week, last Friday it was, right?
Oh, yes.
When CM Punk debuted in All Elite Wrestling. That was like a big thing. You know, speaking of nerd stuff, I mean, oh my God. Honestly, never thought I would hear that music again. What happened?
I hit down.
I hit the down button.
I hit the down.
But yeah, I honestly like to hear that music again.
The pop from the crowd was deafening.
Yeah. They even said that. Like, people who were there were like, you couldn't hear a thing.
It's been 7 years or more than 7 years. Yep. I think someone did the actual math. It's been a while.
I mean, and the thing is, like, it's funny because that dude was like, it did really feel like when he left, something changed in the landscape of the professional wrestling world. Like, things just weren't the same after he left. So him coming back into all that, it's a big deal.
And then you have Daniel Bryan probably debuting on September 22nd in AEW as well. So there's going to be a lot of interesting things happening.
It's like, I don't know, man. It's like, it feels like Hogan going to WCW. Like, it's like a big, big move. You know, the whole landscape just changed. That's a big name.
That's a huge name.
Yeah, I mean, you could have argued, like, you know, Moxley, Jericho, you know, those guys were popular, you know what I mean? But this is...
Well, getting a guy back who swore he was never going to come back.
Right.
And then you get Daniel Bryan, which will be, you know, the top professional wrestler out there in the world.
Yeah. And you got to figure, 7 years of people chanting his name, too. It never went away.
Now they'll finally chant it at the right person.
Right, yeah. Yeah, they'll actually be able to hit it. It'll mean something.
Yeah.
But that was cool, too, seeing, like, you know, professional wrestling history made as well. Mm-hmm. So, but yeah, on the show this week, and by the way, I'm just going to throw an aside to this, too, because we're not talking about this, but we got to wonder what Kara's going to do now, right, with OnlyFans.
No, did you see?
No, what happened?
They decided they went against it. They're bringing back suggestive stuff.
They're not going to change it?
No.
Yeah, because that came out last week. I think it was,
yeah.
where OnlyFans was like, yeah, we're not going to be hosting pornographic content anymore.
I was like, what's the point?
Right, yeah, what else is there on that platform?
General Mills isn't going to make cereal anymore, too.
No more Fruity Pebbles.
Yeah.
No.
What would be the point of the world?
Yeah,
at that
exactly.
Point?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to pay to have a subscription to watch somebody play chess.
Yeah, right. McDonald's is getting out of the cheeseburger business.
Yeah.
Come on. But that was news. That's interesting because, yeah, really, it was like, well, what else are you going to do with it? Like, I don't understand. It's like, well, people can come on here and show how that's what TikTok's for. Like, people can show you how to do things on TikTok. Like, this one guy had a thing on, because I also, I'm just going to say this, I joined TikTok.
own?
Yeah, I did. I have not used it. I will not use it. I have not set up my profile. I don't have a picture on there. I literally used it so that I could watch the podcast's entries because we are on TikTok. A Freak Accident is on TikTok. And I guess technically I am, but you will not get me. I will not post a single freaking video to that.
Sure you're not.
It's just like Snapchat. I don't use that crap either. I have a profile on there. I'm never active on it.
It's
the elderly coming in again.
You're going to end up using it.
There's too many new things and I can't learn all of them. But that said... you can follow A Freak Accident on TikTok. Just look up at A Freak Accident.
We just have fun.
Do they still use ats on there?
Oh, I have no idea.
I'm behind on the times, man. I really am old. I'm really starting to feel it. This is embarrassing.
I know. We're losing out on social media. You're getting smartwatches that make you feel dumb.
Yeah. It's bad news. Bad news all over the place. But good news is we do have plenty to talk about today. Something guys do that women shouldn't is our first segment. Be interested to get into that. Six questions to ask before you get married. You're still in the process of doing that at some point in the future, so this applies directly to you. 10 psychological tricks that can make your life much easier. This is borderline life hack stuff then.
Yeah.
And movies that are considered relationship green flags.
Like, if you know they've seen this movie, okay, I could continue... pursuing.
Oh, I saw something like about this on social media the other day. It confused me, but we'll get into that and plenty more on this episode of A Freak Accident.
Look up A Freak Accident on Instagram.
You're so beautiful.
Get an exclusive peek inside the podcast with pictures and videos of our recording sessions and general tomfoolery. Not to mention, you can see for yourself that the face for radio thing is 100% true.
Do you have any idea how completely gross that is?
Follow us at A Freak Accident.
I can feel it. I'm the world's greatest.
Why?
This will make a lot of sense once you see what it's about.
Oh, okay. See, why am I listening to R. Kelly say I'm the world's greatest? So the subject matter... Oh, my God.
He's back!
this is from BuzzFeed is where this was published. Things that men can do that women shouldn't be able to do?
It's one specific thing.
Okay. So this is from a doctor named Alicia Jeffrey Thomas. She's gone viral on TikTok.
Yeah.
I wouldn't know. I don't use it.
Yes, you do.
Don't. After telling women... Oh.
This makes sense for R. Kelly now.
Yeah. So she's gone viral for telling women that they shouldn't pee in the shower.
R. Kelly.
Yeah, the golden showers thing makes a lot of sense. Yeah. Now, this is why it's so unfortunate that both of our lady counterparts aren't here.
Specifically Kara.
Because we know Kara pees in the shower. She's admitted to it on multiple occasions. In fact, she loves doing it.
Yeah,
it's her favorite thing in the world.
That's all she does.
Next to sleeping. She sleeps, gets right up, goes into the shower, and takes a pee. And then bathes in it.
She may even poo and just smash it down with her foot.
Yeah, who even knows at this point, you know, you wild animals that do that to begin with. But anyway, this doctor, Dr. Jeffrey Thomas, specializes in physical therapy for pelvic floor muscles.
Oh, that's why you do your pelvic rolls.
Ah, okay. I knew I was looking at you for guidance for the right reason.
I got it.
Those are the ones that keep your pee from coming out accidentally. So wait, the people who have trouble peeing then, do they just have like really powerful pelvic floors? Is that what's going on?
I guess.
Explains that. There's a guy we used to work with, Bill.
Oh, yeah.
Every once in a while, like, you know, you'd be in the bathroom at the same time, you'd hear him take care of his business, and it would be like, drop, drop. That was it. It'd be like, man, he's just, his pelvic floor is so powerful.
It's a decent floor.
What a man. That's hardwood pelvic floor is what that is.
Made out of pine.
There's multiple layers of ridiculousness to that joke. I want you to peel those layers back very carefully. She says, anyway, this doctor, that peeing in the shower could eventually lead to leakage.
For women.
Just women, though? Why? Like, it's the same muscle reaction that leads to...
I guess you get too comfortable?
Don't know. Basically, women's bodies aren't designed to pee standing up. That's what this says.
Yeah, so they get comfortable standing and peeing, and then it just leaks.
Now, isn't that the whole point of the squatty potty, though? Like, nobody's body is built to pee standing up, right? Or pooping.
Oh, no. Sit down pooping. They mean you can't sit down like here, like they say in the commercial, like the Westerners. Sit down. No, you're supposed to squat when you poop.
Western society and their freaking toilets.
Yeah.
Ruining lives. So apparently doing it too much trains your pelvic floor muscles to let you do it, which you don't want, especially as you get older. Other bad habits include peeing when you don't really need to, hovering when you're in a public bathroom. So this is saying squatting's bad. For peeing, but it's the same. It's still like, you know, it's going to the bathroom.
Women.
And pushing your pee out really hard to go faster is also not a thing you should do.
For women. Men, we don't have to follow
any
of these rules.
There's no rules for us. We could just do what we want.
Well, because we pee standing up all the time.
Yeah. pee standing up, pee standing on our hands, doing handstands, yeah. Pee that way. We can squeeze out our pee as fast as we want.
So I try
to break the sound barrier every time I'm in there.
I can pee in the shower consistently, and it doesn't bother me. No leakage for me. Kara does it, and she's going to end up wearing diapers as an old person.
Right, yeah. I said that does mean that guys can pee in the shower and not worry about it. Yes and no.
Oh, no.
Oh, this could be bad news. You were just riding so high.
I know.
You were high in the sky.
I was riding that golden river.
Obviously, men pee standing up most of the time, but even for guys, there's a reason not to do it in the shower. It trains your body to associate peeing with running water. If you do it a lot, your brain will start thinking that running water means it's time to go. So you might start feeling the urge to pee when you wash your hands or fill up a glass of water.
I don't do it all the time, but it happens. I mean, it's not like I go in the shower and like, well, let's pee.
Wasn't it like a thing for like that where like you would turn on the faucet to help you go? Like
you
people
see,
did that.
I always thought that was a wives' tale.
Is it because everybody pees in the shower like wild savages?
I don't know.
Instead of being cultured like me, a cultured Westerner who sits on the toilet and does not pee in the shower.
How's that smartwatch working for you?
It's working great so far. It tells me my heart rate is very healthy.
That's it.
That's all I've learned how to do with it so far.
Cultured.
I wonder if there's a setting in here for how to pee. There's got to be something.
Just start screaming.
Ooh,
at it.
I got an email. How do I open it?
Oh, no.
Clear. Did that work? It's not on here anymore. I don't know. I'll have to check my phone and see if it's in the inbox.
So what's the point of it? You have to check your phone.
Well, yeah. It's tied to my phone.
Then just have the phone.
I need a watch.
Why?
To look at the time and to monitor my blood
pressure. That's why you have your phone.
Because the phone doesn't monitor my blood pressure anymore.
Oh,
that's why.
Oh, my God.
More money that they're leaking out of my body, just like urine, for a woman who spent her entire life peeing in the shower.
Poor Kara.
I can empathize. Kara, I'm so sorry. I feel terrible.
Oh, she is going to be leaking everywhere. Like you got to check your floors next time she walks in. She's going to just leave a trail of just lemonade. I think I killed Crisco.
No, you did it while I was drinking water.
Don't drink water while we're on the podcast.
My mouth was dry. Ugh. Unlike my floors for next week after Kara's been here.
It's going to be like a snail. You'll know where she's been.
Get the mops. The mops ready. Oh, that's terrible news for ladies. But once again, men get to do whatever we want with no consequences. Doesn't seem fair. It does not seem fair.
No, it's fair.
Next, 6 questions to ask before you get married. This is very important, Lazy E. I want you to pay very close attention to this.
I will.
It's up next on A Freak Accident.
Abraham Lincoln once said, "Whatever you are, be a good one." Maybe we should rethink this show. You're listening to A Freak Accident.
Love and marriage, love and marriage, go together like a horse and carriage.
This, I tell ya, brother, you can't have one without the other. So, have you and Proofreader talked at all lately about potentially setting a date?
No.
I mean, I'm not trying to be one of those people. Like, so when's it going to happen?
No, we haven't, though. We, it just, we will. But right now, with COVID going on and everything like that, it's hard to plan a date and try to find it where there's no restrictions.
Right. Well, that's the thing. Like, we actually thought we were out of the woods. And then, like, a bunch of idiots didn't want to get vaccinated, so now, like, a bunch of restrictions are back.
Mm-hmm.
And who knows what the future might hold. Like, we're going into the fall when it got really bad last year.
Yeah.
And things are still not great out there. So, yeah, who knows? I mean, hey, you're playing it smart. You know what's best for you. You know, you're going to be sitting on a fat mountain of cash in a couple weeks
that
here
is
anyway.
Right.
Yeah, so, like, what's your hurry to make plans now? But this, Lazy E, is almost directly at you.
Okay.
This is from Life Hacker. This is 6 questions to ask before you get married. Okay. Mm. We'll see how many of these you and Proofreader have actually asked already. All this right. kind of is interesting because it ties in with a conversation I feel like we had on this show not that long ago. And we were, I think, talking about, like, how do you not have these conversations at all?
Okay. I'm hoping I've had them.
Okay. So number six is, do you want kids?
We've already had that discussion.
We've talked about it. And how will we parent is the other one. I'm not going to ask you to answer that on the show because it's nobody's business.
It's no. We're not having kids.
Well, there
so
you go.
We eliminate the second question. Less work.
Band-aids off. No big deal. You ever think about, like, maybe adopting? No? Just don't.
I don't have the money.
That's true. Adoption is pretty expensive. Number five, where will we spend the holidays?
Oh, like which families?
Oh, okay.
We have that figured out. We have a schedule now.
Yeah, how long have you guys been living together at this point?
We've been living together for 4 years.
So virtually, you're practically married already.
Yeah.
And everything but in name. You know, you
exactly.
already, you do all the visitation, you do all that stuff. Now, though, like, did you, how, at what point in your relationship with her did you start having that discussion, though, about, like, figuring out what to do for holidays?
We did that the first year.
Okay.
We knew exactly, we had a plan.
Right.
And we've stick to that plan since then, and it works.
Good.
So we don't have any trouble with any of that crap.
Okay. Like basically a Hallmark version of a relationship right here.
Yeah, two for two.
Yeah. Right. Number four, are you open to couples therapy if we need it?
Well, I would be, but we don't need it.
Right.
So.
But you didn't have that conversation, though.
Well, no, because we don't need to. No. I feel like if you bring it up, then you're just insinuating there's a problem.
You're planting a seed of doubt there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
Like, if I just went up to her, hey, what do you think about couples therapy?
I mean, if you put it that way, I can understand why there might be a little bit of a wait, what?
Yeah, so I don't think that needs to. In fact, if you are about to get married to someone and there is no trouble, don't bring that up.
Even better. What do you think about couples therapy? What? Why? No, I'm not saying we need it, but what do you think about it?
Yeah. Just in case.
Yeah, just in case, you know. What do you think about maybe doing a little bit of couples therapy?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess like couples therapy or marriage counseling. Like
I did that with my ex. I did couples therapy.
Okay.
Man, that was a mess.
I was gonna say, worked great.
Yeah. It was fantastic.
Oh. Yeah, right. Maybe it did do its job because it showed you things that you needed to see in order to realize, I got to get the F out of here.
Yeah, true. I mean, couples therapy is for the other way, too,
right,
to get
yeah.
out.
Yeah, it can reveal that there's no fixing this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And there wasn't.
Right.
At all.
No, there wasn't. No, you're absolutely right about that. In that situation, there was not. Number three, kind of springboards out of that. How are we going to handle disagreements?
I think we just talk about it. I mean, that's the thing. We don't have to talk about talking about it. We don't raise our voices. We just, I mean, there's times that it happens and it
slips.
Well,
sure. Yeah.
That's just being a person, but we normally just talk it out. If we still disagree, we let it go.
Yeah, that I think is like the key, really, because, like, you know, you get into the raised voice type of
mm-hmm.
argument, you know, and it's like you said, nobody likes those. You don't, you know, they don't happen often, but they do happen to everybody.
Yes.
You know, some people it happens to more than others. But I think the important thing is, like, you know what? Emotions run high, tempers flare, things happen. Can you have a reasonable conversation after that wave passes? And if the answer is yes, then you're probably okay.
Yeah.
Really, it comes down to, like, even in those situations, like the yelling and screaming, like, even if you're feeling like that mad, it's not going to solve anything. You have to actually get back to trying to work it out.
Talk together, find a compromise, find a middle.
Yeah. Yeah. And if you can't, like you said, like, you know, it's just you kind of got to learn how to agree to disagree.
Yeah. And let things go.
Yeah. Realize that, hey, you know what? Everything's not going to be 100% perfect 100% of the time, and
mm-hmm.
that's fine because people be broken. Number two, how should we divide the chores?
She does them.
No! I knew it. That's why I put my hand to my chin expectantly, waiting for the, let's see, she does 100% of them and I do not.
Yeah.
This says 50-50 seems best until one person works a lot more. The person who's not working as much might offer to pick up the slack. I mean,
it does happen that she does more, but it's a lot because I have a lot on my plate.
Right, yeah.
So I don't get to be home in time to do things.
Yeah, man, you've got podcasts and things to record.
Yeah.
Very important.
Exactly. Yeah. I have podcast trivia nights.
I mean, you know, in our case, it's kind of one of those things. Like, the one thing I realized early on was, like, the stuff needs to get done. You know, no matter who's doing it, it needs doing. So somebody's going to have to get to it at some point or else, like, everything falls to pieces. You know, somebody's got to do the laundry. Somebody's got to wash the dishes. Somebody's got to vacuum or else, like, you're just living in filth. And that just can't, it can't work.
That reminds me, I have to do the laundry. Oh, my God.
How bad is, how many days are you behind?
I'm, like, a lot behind.
A lot days.
Like, put it this way. My laundry is almost as high as me right
now.
Oh,
my God.
I'm not a tall person, but, man, that's like a mountain.
That's like a good six loads.
Yeah, I'm running low on underwear. That's how I know when I've left it go too long. I'm like, uh-oh.
Yeah, when I got to start going commando, I know I've made a mistake.
Or flip them inside out.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, hey, do got to do what you got to do.
Manny Port in the storm.
That's great. But, yeah, somebody, whoever does the chores, doesn't matter. So it's like, it just kind of makes sense. You know what I mean? To do them. You know what I mean? Whoever is available to do them just does them because they need to get done. You know, that's really the key, I think. Number one, how should we handle money? That's why, that's always number one, it seems, is money, money, money. It always comes down to money.
Well, money ruins relationships, whether it be family or your significant other, anything.
It's funny how that works. Like, it's like money ruins relationships. Like, if you have a lot of it, it ruins it. If you have too little of it, it ruins it. If you have just enough, it still ruins it because you're still having to be careful about what you're spending it on and saving and everything else. So it's like, I get it, I guess.
We talk about big expenses.
Yeah.
Like little things, whatever, but we talk about the big things. Like we're going to get ductless air.
Right.
We had to have a conversation about that because, I mean, that's a little bit pricey, but we talked about it. We figured out our finances and then, you know, we worked through it that way. That's what you have to do. You have to talk about it.
Imagine that. So it comes right back to that.
Yeah.
You need to talk.
Any of these really comes down to communication.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's, well, that's the benchmark of any relationship is being able to talk about things.
Mm-hmm.
That includes, to be completely honest, not to get too philosophical or off point here, but that includes friendships too. Like if you've got somebody who doesn't talk through things, it's never going to work.
Yeah.
You got to talk. You got to try and understand each other and find common ground. That's just how it works. So, I mean, yeah, that can pretty much be summed up just in that way. Talk about stuff.
Yeah.
Know what you're getting into. Know what the big things are. Just thought, yeah, I mean, I can't imagine, though, getting married to somebody having had none of these discussions. Like, none of them?
Yeah, I mean, I could see, I can't see, you have to have them all.
Yeah, you've at that point, you've already probably gotten on a phone plan together. You've probably been living together, whether renting or you've bought a house together. You've gone on trips together, probably, so you've had the money conversation. No doubt kids have come up because couples boink, you know what I mean? And kids result of that. I mean, you know, how do you spend the holidays? Like you said, if you've been together for any length of time, you've already been through holidays. So you had to figure that out.
Yeah, I don't know how you don't have those conversations.
That's exactly right. So, yeah, I mean, six questions to ask before you get married.
You best.
Yeah, you best. You know, like I said, who's getting married in a drunken overnight thing in Vegas? I mean, that's the only time you may not have these discussions. And even then, you probably argued about who was paying that Elvis impersonator to actually give you the
rights. So financial, you're set.
Yeah, you already had that discussion, and that's the big one, so you're all good to go, you know? Problem solved. See, look at that. A freak accident helping people all over the world. Up next, 10 psychological tricks that can apparently make your life much easier. I apparently don't know about any of these.
Neither do I.
Number one, don't buy a smartwatch after you're 30 because good luck. But it's on the way next on A Freak Accident.
Do you enjoy listening to A Freak Accident?
Yeah, sure.
Visit our website for even more. There's stuff and things and pictures. So visit AFreakAccident.com and make some more mistakes.
Do you like life hacks? I know you do. I bet you also like eat your own poo. Putting black goop on your face and spicing up your wings with a spray of mace. You're not too bright, but that's okay. The life hacks make the pain go away. Come on, guys. Sometimes you can do stuff the old-fashioned way. It doesn't have to be an easy way or a hack. I know you won't like that, though. Who's your stupid motherfucker?
What in the world? That's the life hack song.
Yes, it is.
I do like that one. Did not see that coming. Did that guy advocate eating poop?
Yeah, he said put it on your face.
And he said to mace your chicken wings.
Yes.
You're going to have to give that a try.
No. Not
that's
at all.
Like the equivalent of a ghost pepper, I think, or something.
That's the equivalent of losing your taste buds.
Hey, whatever. We already ate the one chip.
Yeah, I didn't.
I fear nothing. Anyway, so this is from lifehack.org.
Ooh, an organization.
So the last one was from Lifehacker, and this is from lifehack.org.
Well, this is the organization of the Lifehacker.
Oh, right. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, incorporated.
Yes.
Lifehack LLC. God, what a joke. Here's a life hack. Have less websites dedicated to life hacking. Consolidate that mess. Mm-hmm. But this is 10 psychological tricks that can make your life easier, apparently.
All right.
All right. So number one, scrolling down, just because one's the first one that comes up. Look into someone's eyes when you get a dissatisfactory answer. I'm going to have to try this with Mickey.
Yeah, just stare at her.
I will. Yeah, just gonna look right at her eyes and not say anything. Just look, like.
Because it forces them to say more.
And sometimes we don't like the answer to a question that we receive, and sometimes we don't understand it. Instead of repeating or asking another, look into the eyes of the person. This will make the person feel under pressure or concerned and will force them to further elaborate their thoughts.
Yeah.
But, like, Mickey is an entity almost entirely onto herself. I feel like she would just respond by like giving me the two fingers in the eyes. You know what I mean?
But if we do it to Kara, I think she'll freak out. I think we should try it.
Oh, we have to.
Because if we just stare at her,
yeah,
she's going to like ramble and give us more drops.
Problem is, well, that's definitely true. Problem is she listens to the show. So she's going to hear about this. She's going to know about this plan. Mickey doesn't listen. I know we can pull one over on her.
All right. We're going to try it with Mickey.
Yeah. Okay. Number two, stay calm when someone raises their voice.
I've done that one before.
Yeah.
Working at the station when someone would yell at me like a listener and I would just go, well, you see, here's the problem. And they just immediately like they shut down.
Yeah.
And they get down to your level.
I've seen this work plenty of times. Uh-huh. I've also seen it have the opposite effect, where you not responding just makes them more angry.
Yeah, where you talk quiet and then they're like,
ugh. Yeah, or you just don't say anything. You just keep your cool, keep your mouth shut, and just let them rage. Like when they're not getting anything out of you, they feel like, oh, well, I need to elevate this higher. I need to turn the volume up louder to get this person to respond. Mm-hmm. And it sometimes has the negative result. Sit close to the aggressor to avoid attack. I like how uncomfortable this could potentially become. Somebody's mad at you and you just walk over and sit in their lap.
What are you going to do?
Yeah, what would that person do at that point?
Yeah, they'd be so confused.
Right, yeah, exactly. Like, you know, so if you're heading into a meeting and you know you'll be in the room with an aggressive person, you know the discussion may become heated or you may be subject to negative criticism. Make a point to sit next to them. You may feel uncomfortable and awkward, but you won't be the only one. I love that.
That is a great plan.
Make it just as awkward for the other person and you take like the whole piss out of the argument, basically. I like that a lot.
That's a really good life hack.
It was kind of like, what was it like, you know, there was one, it was a meme or whatever. It's like, you know, when he gets mad at you, ladies, just show him your boobs. It's like, that would probably work, to be honest with you. I'd just be like, what was I saying?
I don't what? Even know where I am.
What day is it? Boobs. Number four, remember everyone's names if you want to be popular.
Oh, my God. I remember faces.
Yeah.
I'm good at that, but...
I'm the worst with names.
So am I.
Are you that bad, too?
I can remember faces. Mm-hmm. But as soon as someone comes up to me and goes, oh, my God, it's been so long. I'm like, oh, no.
Yeah. Yeah, I do remember that. I remember people, but not names. I'm just the worst with names. Like, it's so hard for me to learn names, and I tell people that all the time. Like, listen, whatever. I fully admit that this is a major fault of mine. I apologize for being the worst. You're just going to have to deal with it.
Yeah, you're going to have to deal with my faults.
Anyway, Crazy D. Up next is... we got number five. Write down your thoughts when you feel stressed or anxious.
That's a therapy thing.
Is it?
They tell you to do that. It's almost like journaling.
I don't know, man. Like, for me, that just makes me more anxious. Because then I start focusing on my syntax and grammar when I'm writing, and it just makes me more stressed out.
But the whole idea is if you put it down on paper, it makes it see, you realize how ridiculous it is.
I mean, I suppose for some people that might work.
Mm-hmm.
I said, for me, I don't know, man. Like, writing can stress me out, too. You know, and I'm just like, look, I maybe just don't compound the problem. Like I said, just me. Maybe for mm-hmm. other people it does work. Number six, give yourself fewer choices when you can't make the decision. I mean, okay.
Well, yeah, narrow it down.
There's evidence that shows having four options at a time is the maximum number we can consider and still make a choice. Anything beyond that and it, like, our brains start to seize up or something. In order to be an effective decision maker, you should only give yourself a few options at a time. That seems like an old trick to passing a multiple choice test, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's always C.
Hold on, what is it? I remember something like, there's always one answer that you know isn't it. There's one that usually with a little bit of thought you can reduce, and then it comes down to usually it's 50-50, one or the other. I mean, so you essentially, every question becomes a 50-50 chance at winning.
Yeah, I guess your mind wants it to be that way.
Yeah.
Less options.
Unlike Samoa Joe's odds of winning at Sacrifice, where he only has a 13 2/3 chance.
What?
The Steiner math problem.
Oh, the Steiner. Okay, I was like, wait.
I'm throwing it back to like 2002.
Yeah, I was very confused for a second.
So was everybody who witnessed that promo, though, so that's par for the course. Number seven, right posture can boost confidence.
I'm, like, hunched over right now. I don't care.
I've been trying to be more focused on that because I noticed in the mirror I've been getting, like, a hump on the back of my neck from, like, looking down at my phone all the time or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, I actually found, like, a stretch. I found it on TikTok.
Oh, my God.
I haven't used it.
Yeah,
I've seen stuff on it.
You're using it.
I've seen things.
You are using it.
I don't post, though.
You're going to.
I won't.
Yes, you will.
But anyway, I found a stretch to get rid of the hump, and like it actually works. Like my neck is straighter, and I feel better.
Is it called the Fergie?
What is that?
My hump. My hump.
I guess it's might as well be. Surefire way to win in rock, paper, scissors.
Ooh, this is good.
This one is definitely intriguing. When you're about to play this famous game, ask your opponent a random question right before. This typically will throw your confused opponent off, and more often than not, they will throw up scissors?
Huh.
Was this like, was a study conducted on this? Was there a control? Did scientists research this?
Well, here's the thing. Like we said, Mickey doesn't listen to the show.
You should try that on her. Yeah.
Yeah.
So what? Ask a random question. So, Lazy, I feel like you should challenge her on this.
If I remember, yeah.
If you remember, what question are you going to ask? You need to come up with something really ridiculous and random.
Huh. What's the best cheese on a grilled cheese?
There you go.
Boom.
And that would get her thinking, too, because she makes grilled cheeses all the time.
Yeah.
Maybe we can also convince her to bring us a grilled cheese. I wonder how we do that. Nine, make people feel needed when you ask for help. That just seems like common courtesy, I guess.
And being a nice person.
Warm your hands before shaking hands with somebody. Give them the old Miyagi.
Yeah.
You know? Hands together.
But then if you do it right in front of them, you look weird.
Yeah. What if you do like the whole thing, especially in a post-COVID world where you're like... you know, like where you breathe into your hands. Like now all I did was just exhale bacteria and filth into my palm. And I'm like, here,
shake time,
lick it, just hold it right up to their mouth. Be like, just put your finger right between their lips. Be like, shh.
Or make them warm it for you. Put your hands up. Go, I don't want to shake my hands unless they're warm. Blow.
At least then you're shaking your own bacterial
exactly.
filth. Exactly. And then when you pull your hand away, you just lick the palm.
Yeah.
It pure intimidation factor. That goes back to that awkward thing. Nobody will be mad at you because they'll be too afraid. There's a couple of bonus ones at the bottom here. If you think someone doesn't care for you, ask him or her to borrow their pen or pencil. I guess they'll tell you no if they don't.
I guess.
If you can't seem to get a song out of your head, try remembering the end of it.
Oh, that makes sense, because it would just be the natural ending of your thought.
Most of the time, you're just thinking of the hook, too, I think. Mm-hmm. If you need help carrying something, try talking to the person while handing them whatever it is. They will most likely not even realize you're handing them something until after they've taken it. Weird. That's tricky. Yeah. Slime ball. During an introduction, make a note of someone's eye color. You're not going to use this information. It's just important to take note of it. It's a technique to achieve optimum eye contact. People find this friendly and confident.
I don't know. What if you can't tell right away and you're like squinting
and
staring at them?
Yeah. What if that's like the first thing you ask? Like, you know, hi, my name's Joe. Hi, Joe. What color are your eyes? That's like super creepy.
Yeah.
But goes right back to the whole, they're going to be afraid of you. That's
a good
thing.
And then you ask them to blow in your hands.
You let you lick your palm and then you just pee.
Yeah.
Find the nearest shower and go.
Well, yeah.
Make them watch. This is all brilliant. This is all perfect. You should all be doing this all the time. Up next, we've got movies that are considered green flags, and whatever that means.
Do you realize what would happen if you missed an episode of A Freak Accident? Well, probably nothing. But knowing us, you really don't want to risk finding out.
It is a freak accident, and I'm Chris Go, of course, and you're probably thinking, what's going on? Well, in accordance with Amateur Hour, the podcast, which this week's show has been, and perfectly aligning with the ongoing waves of disaster that just seem to be striking me in the head over the last week, the final segment of the show was not saved before our entire system crashed. Once again, we've had this happen before in the past. One of these days, I'll figure out a permanent fix to it, but it is not this day. Therefore, green light movies will be pushed to next week, which is probably for the best. I mean, because we'd like to have some more input on that from other members of the show. So that segment getting pushed to next week. Also, I will tell you as well, since this segment now is just kind of me here wrapping up the show, so it didn't just end unceremoniously. The final edition for this year of Figure Out the Fall premieres, which is the CBS edition, we are going to be pushing that back, I'm not going to say indefinitely, but at least a couple of weeks, because next week on the show, Lazy E is not going to be here again, and the week after, I'm not going to be here because I have a vacation to go on. So it will be probably, that would be what, 3 weeks from this episode? 3 episodes away from this one at the earliest. But we are still planning on doing it. It's just because, you know, it seems like every single week somebody's been missing over the last month or so. And we just really want to finish strong because Figure Out the Fall premieres, it only comes once a year. And it's one of our favorite games to play here on the show. So we want to finish on a high note with the CBS edition. So that's coming. Greenlight movies next week, along with some other shenanigans as well. Kara and Mickey will hopefully be back. No Lazy E, though. I'll be here next week to give you another brand new episode. Before we go, though, got to run down our list of things, the do's and do nots for our show for you, the listener. Our website is afreakaccident.com. That's the letter A, freakaccident.com. Click podcast. Our podcast archive is there featuring all the episodes we've ever recorded, along with links on where to listen. You can visit the Connect page, find our social media links. We are on TikTok. I am too, but I'm not going to use it. Not going to do it. But you can find the show. We do things with a freak accident on TikTok. And other social media links as well, so you can come hang out with us and talk to us, chat with us, get to know us between episodes. We also have our shop, which right now only has one item in it, but it's a pretty sweet item, our T-shirt, which is only $19.99 plus shipping. You can also request free stickers there as well. You just got to give your physical mailing address, and we will send them to you in the mail, old school style, and no cost to you. The big thing is, like I said, wherever you get podcasts from, there are links in the podcast section again. But we need you to do two things for us that are very important for every podcast on the internet. And that is, one, subscribers. So make sure you subscribe to the show. And plus, that way, it'll automatically be delivered to you via that podcasting service every time we release a new episode. So you don't got to go chasing us down or having to remember. So subscribe. And then, if you enjoy the show, and we hope that you do, leave us a good review. Rate us highly. Review us. Higher rated and reviewed shows slot higher on the charts. That would help us a tremendous amount if you did those two things. So subscribe and review. Very simple. And the most important thing ever that you can do is share us with your friends. Word of mouth goes a long way. Again, our website is afreakaccident.com. And our email, if you'd like to reach out to us, is freaks@afreakaccident.com. Thank you so much for listening. Sorry again for this weird ending. We'll figure this out at some point. Again, amateur hour. What do you want? On behalf of Lazy E, who is here the rest of this episode, and on behalf of myself, Crisco, and even Mickey and Kara, who aren't here, it's a freak accident. Reminding you, you might think you have it all figured out until a freak accident happens. Be good.
Party's over, dude.
Now I bring you the worst news ever. The show is over. If you're the kind of person who doesn't learn from their mistakes, a freak accident will be back with an all-new episode next week.
Thou shalt not miss it.
A Freak Accident is a Solar Flare Media production. All rights reserved. Intro music is licensed under Creative Commons BYNC ND 3.0. Thunder Rock, performed by Magic Studio. Thanks for listening.